Capital blights and withers all it touches. It is a new aristocracy, proud, imperious, dishonest, seeking only profit and the exploitation of workers. William Silvis, Iron Molders International Union and the National Labor Union founder. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history, July 19th, 1848, the Women's Rights Convention opens in Seneca Falls, New York. Delegates adopt a Declaration of Women's Rights and call for women's suffrage. 1848. 1883, the Brotherhood of Telegraphers, KOL, District Assembly 45. Strike the Western Union Telegraph Company. July 20th, 1877, Maryland State Militia protect low wages, deadly working conditions, and the profits of the greedy capitalists fired on unarmed striking railroad workers in Baltimore, murdering 50. 1934, police protecting company profits and free market capitalism shoot peaceful picketing strikers during the Minneapolis Teamsters strike without provocation, murdering 2 and wounding 67 more in what would become known as Bloody Friday. July 21st, 1877, local militiamen are called out against striking railroad workers in Pittsburgh. The head of the Pennsylvania Railroad advises giving the strikers a rifle diet for a few days and see how they like that kind of bread. Instead, the militiamen joined the workers' cause. Meanwhile, federal troops are sent to Baltimore where they shoot 35 strikers, murdering 10, in order to persuade the workers that the interests of capital and labor are identical, and they're not. 1978, the U.S. Postal Service and unions agree on a contract averting mail strike. July 22nd, 1886. In San Francisco, a brewery workers' union formed among mostly socialist German workers to resist the prevailing 18-hour workday. Today, breweries admitted defeat and gave in to union demands for free beer. The closed shop, freedom to live anywhere for brewery workers, who had until now lived in the brewery itself, a 10-hour day, 6-day week, and a board of arbitration. 1916, a bomb explodes during a Preparedness Day parade in San Francisco, killing 10 and injuring 40. Tom Mooney, a labor organizer, and Warren K. Billings, a shoe worker, were framed and convicted, both later pardoned by Roosevelt in 1939 by the anti-labor business and government interests. Sunday, July 23rd, 1892, strikers battle Pinkerton thugs during the Carnegie Steel strike in Homestead, Pennsylvania. The Pinkertons, trying to import and protect scabs, opened fire on unarmed striking steelworkers. 11 strikers and spectators were murdered in order to keep wages low and company profits high. 1913, Northern Michigan copper mines strike for union recognition, higher wages, and an 8-hour day. 1,100 strikers were arrested, and Western Federation of Miners President Charles Moyer was shot, beaten, and forced out of town. 1903, Mother Jones gave her famous The Wail of the Children speech during the March of the Mill Children. The march began on July 7th in Philadelphia and ended at Teddy Roosevelt's summer home in Oyster Bay, Long Island. They were demanding cutting the work week for child laborers down to 55 hours. Hmm. 1968, the United Auto Workers and the Teamsters formed the Alliance for Labor Action, ALA, later to be joined by several smaller unions. The ALA's agenda included support of the civil rights movement and opposition to the war in Vietnam. July 25th, 1877, St. Louis workers stage a general strike, believed to be the nation's first, in support of striking railroad workers. The successful strike was ended after 3,000 federal troops and 5,000 deputized special police murdered 18 strikers to protect low wages, deadly working conditions, long hours, and company profits. 1937, 15 living dead women testify before the Illinois Industrial Commission. They were radium girls, women who will die prematurely after working at clock and watch factories, where they were told to wet small paint brushes in their mouths and dip them in radium to paint dials. A Geiger counter passed over graves in a cemetery near Ottawa, Illinois, still registers the presence of radio. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis for KBMF. I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.